Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are looking forward to it tomorrow night, folks, right here on WHBC. It's year number 76 for us, and we're bringing you a state championship game at 6:15 from Paul Brown Tiger Stadium tomorrow night. The Maslin Tigers taking on the Akron Hoban Knights. We'll have the pregame show going with the AltCare Stadium show at 5 o'clock. And then Dan Good, Belford, Denny Kincaid, Mark Miller, yours truly will bring you the action at 6:15. And let's hope that Maslin can finally get over the hump and win that elusive national state championship for the first time in the playoff era. But if they are going to do that, they're going to have to beat a very good Hoban team. And joining us right now to break it down on the Wake 'em Way hotline, good friend of mine, covers high school football for Cleveland.com. Seen him out at many of the games already this year, some at Maslin. He's been at the Hoban games. Ryan Isley checking in with us here on the Kenny and JT show. How are you, Isley?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Kenny, considering how this year has turned out. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're hanging in there too, Ryan, and I'm shocked, to be perfectly honest with you, that we're even calling or covering a state championship game tomorrow night. I didn't think we'd get to this point. I'm happy that we did, but we've had to jump through some hoops already. First, it was the time change. Now it's the location change for the second time. Give me your thoughts on those things, if you think they'll have any bearing on the outcome of this game Friday night.
You know, I totally agree with you. I think that I saw you probably week one or week two at Maslin, and we kind of chatted, and I said, I'll be shocked if we get past week five.
Right.
I thought there was no way we were going to get to the point where we're at right now. And like you said, there's been barriers and hurdles to jump over. Thankfully, we've gotten to this point. I don't think for these two teams, I don't think the time change or the location matters. I actually think the time change and the location helps with these two teams because neither of the – let's be perfectly honest. I don't think anybody wants to make that two-hour trip down there. I even said the other day, before all this came out, I kind of wish there was a way the OHSAA could have maybe talked to Green and said, hey, can we play the D2 game at Green? Just because it's more local for both teams. The fans aren't going to be able to travel anyway to Columbus, so why not have those two teams close? So I think today's announcement actually probably helps these two teams more than it hurts it now. It's going to hurt or maybe affect some of the teams from down south a little bit more because now they have to travel further. But for these two teams specifically, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, you know, moving things around and whether or not they're going to stay and whatever. Who knows how those things are going to be. And it's amazing to me that Ohio High School Athletic Association was able to work so quickly and get these things taken care of so fast. Ryan, I want to ask you more specifically about the Hoban program. We look at these scores throughout the season, 49, 35, 63, 42 points a game. How yeah. do they do it? You know, we know the Maslin program, they can do it on a number of different ways. You know, they can bludgeon you to death with the run, but when they need to go up top, they can do that too. Is Hoban just a big play offense, or do they just do pretty much the same thing?
I was going to say, you literally just said what Hoban does as well. It's almost a mirror image.
Wow.
Both of these teams can run the football. As Kenny said, I've seen both these teams this year. I've seen both of them, I think, three or four times a piece. And they both run the football really well, and they can lull you to sleep with the run and then hit you with the play action over the top when they need to. Hoban has a quarterback in Shane Ham who, guys, if my math is right, he is 49-3 as a starting quarterback.
Jeez.
At Archbishop Hoban. He is looking for win number 50 as a starting quarterback in high school tomorrow night, which seems absolutely ludicrous until you realize he started from day one as a freshman at Hoban. And as Coach Tyrrell told me a few weeks ago after one of their games where, you know, he didn't throw the ball much, he even said, he goes, listen, Shane's a consummate professional in every sense of the word. He's a team player. He can make the plays if he needs to with his arm, but he's more than willing to let the running backs do their job, run the football, and just call the offense. And you don't see that a lot in these high school kids, because right now, I would say a lot of high school quarterbacks are out trying to get numbers. Shane's more worried about getting W's, and that's what helps this Hoban program, is having a leader like that who's been there for 4 years and been through the grind and knows how to do it.
You're telling me they have Shane Ham and they had Jordan Mick on that same team?
So Jordan Mick actually started a game Ham's sophomore year. Shane was out on a suspension from just a technical violation for playing in some all-star game earlier. And so Mick actually was a starter in that game. And then, yeah, he transferred out of Hoban. So Mick was the backup for Shane until this year.
Tells you how good the quarterback is, right, Kenny?
Right, yeah. Well, and think about it. That's why you know, Jordan left, because he knew this kid was probably going to start all 4 years. So he wanted to be a starter, and he went and played with his brother. What a great year he had here in Stark County and for Northwest, and took them deep into the playoffs as well. So kudos to Jordan Mick as well. Ryan Isley is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Isley23. Covers high school football for Cleveland.com. We used to work together back in the old days of K&R, and so we're still crossing paths as we cover high school football throughout the state. And Ryan, when I look at this team defensively, okay, and this is where JT and I both think this game's going to be won, the defenses. Both defenses are better than they were 2 years ago. And I see a kid that's going to Wisconsin in Daryl Peterson. You look at some of the other kids that are on this team, A.J. Kirk, the bloodlines are there. Mike Doss's younger brother, he's going to MSU. How good is this defense compared to last year, compared to 2 years ago with Hoban?
So I think we've talked every single year about how good Hoban's defense is, right? And we always like, oh, yeah, man, this is probably the best defense I've ever seen in high school, or one of the best defenses I've seen recently in high school. This is better. I think this is a better team overall. Maybe not so much at the secondary end, but I would say in the front seven. And I think this game, I agree, the defenses are going to play a big part in this game. And I think the matchup I am so interested to see is that Maslin running game against the Hoban front seven. The Hoban front seven is so good. They're talented. They're strong. They're quick. And I think that's what gives a lot of teams problem. You saw Maslin versus Benedictine. You saw how quick Benedictine can be. And you saw how Maslin was able to contain them. Hoban just did the same thing a few weeks ago, because Hoban is so fast off the edges defensively. And that's what happened to Hudson. Hudson came out and punched Hoban in the mouth because they were so fast up tempo. It wasn't the player. It was so much the tempo. It was something you can't really practice. And then once Hoban got used to that tempo, their off-the-edges defense and speed just absolutely blew up the Hudson offense and led to that win. So that's what I'm interested to see. I want to see how this front seven plays against that really good run game of Maslin, and also then how the DBs are able to cover outside once Maslin does go to the play action.
Do you think they will play zone in the secondary, because Maslin, like Hoban, has three guys that are Division I talents in Ballard, Wilson, Lamp, and Johnson? Or are they going to try and go man-to-man with these guys?
I think they'll actually bounce back and forth. And that's one thing that Hoban does really well, is they make adjustments, especially in-game adjustments. And Tyrell has told me a few weeks ago that that's the one thing he loves about his team, is that his kids are coachable and they listen. And he said, you know, when we make adjustments at halftime, it's not just us going up and saying, hey, we're going to do this and this. He's like, the kids are actually listening and they've bought in 100%. So when we make an adjustment, they're going to listen and they're going to make that adjustment on the field. So I think they'll probably bounce back and forth between man and zone, and it'll just depend on how the game starts playing out. And that's one thing Hoban does really well, is just kind of go with the flow of the football game and make their adjustments as they need them.
All right, special teams, how good are they? Because when they beat Maslin to win the state championship 2 years ago, it was a fake punt that sealed the deal for them. Last year it was Maslin's special teams. The field goal was the difference right before halftime. So how good is the kicking game in both the punter and the kicker, as well as the return game for Hoban?
And I think if I remember correctly, the way that game ended last year, had that been two, three years before, and Hoban had the kickers they had in the past, I think Hoban kicks the field goal last year to try to tie that game in the regional final instead of going for it. They knew, they on a cold night like that with their kicker range, they knew they weren't going to have it. I have seen some problems with their kicking game in the last 3 to 4 weeks. They had a couple of kicks blocked in the playoffs. They've had a couple of kicks just missed. So their special teams may be – it's not as good as it has been in the past. Okay. The last couple of weeks, they've played pretty well on special teams. But you just wonder if that's going to rear its head again, the blocked kicks. Because it wasn't just one kick. It was two or three kicks in back-to-back weeks. So it is something that might present a problem.
We'll look for intangibles in a game like this one. We mentioned payback maybe for Hoban coming into a game like this. We mm-hmm. also mentioned the fact that Massillon gets pretty much a home game. But when you look at both teams, not a lot of adversity throughout the season with the exception of COVID, obviously, and what these kids probably go through on a daily basis. We don't even talk about school. It's got to be ridiculously hard to manage both. But if you look at both these teams, and they both had kind of close games last week, I mean, obviously Massillon did, we think Hoban might have gotten lulled to sleep in the second half in a 28-14 win over Avon. Is there any benefactor on that we're missing here? Anybody on a roll, or is this just, you know what, this is the championship game, this is what we live for, everything else goes out the window, let's play ball on Friday night?
I'll address last week's game first. Let me hit that okay. Avon game real quick. I was listening to the game. I was not there, but I have talked to multiple people who were at the game. Guys, you've seen it this year, too. The officiating in that game was brutal. The officiating in that game, it was every other play there was a penalty flag thrown on Hoban. I think at one point somebody texted me and said that Hoban had 14 or 15 penalties. So that's going to be a big key. Hoban has to keep away from the penalties. That's the second or third week in a row where they've had a number of penalties called on them. And they have to be careful not to get penalties called and lose their cool. That is going to be a big factor, I believe, in this game if they start getting a couple of penalties and it starts racking up against them again, especially at Massillon, because it's going to be in the back of their heads, well, we're at Massillon. But I think Tyrell is going to have them ready to go. He's going to say, hey, listen, it's at Massillon. That's cool. It gives us a bigger, a bigger reason to go win this football game. Let's go prove that we can win anywhere they put us. We don't care where the game's at. We don't care if it's at InfoCision. We don't care if it's at the Horseshoe. We don't care if it's South Columbus, Cincinnati. We don't care if it's at Massillon. We're going to go out and show that we're the best football team. The other intangible, and this is one thing to watch, and I've noticed it over the last few weeks with Hoban, the shotgun snaps. There have been issues, multiple issues, every single game with bad snaps on the Hoban offensive side. So if Massillon's able to get pressure and there's a bad snap, you could see a turnover that could end up turning the game, because I don't think this is going to be a blowout game, obviously. It's going to be a one- or two-possession game, and every play is going to matter. So if somehow Massillon can get in and get a turnover on a bad snap, that could turn the football game around.
Well, think about this too, Ryan, not even a turnover. What if it's, they decide to go for it on fourth and seven and it's a bad snap? It's a turnover on downs. If it's third and, five or six and they decide to go for it, then instead of a touchdown, they might have to settle for a field goal. So that's, thank you for that. It's something I will keep an eye on early in the game and see if it factors in. I think Luke Pettit is the senior center to keep an eye on there, number 51. So I'll look for that in this game. Ryan Isley, our guest via the Wake 'Em Way hotline, covers high school football for Cleveland.com. We're talking about Friday's matchup, Hoban and Massillon. Ryan, I read in various articles how some of the Hoban Knights players have had Massillon on their mind all season long. When the clock hit zero last year, I was already thinking about Massillon next year. It's going to be fun to play Massillon again. We'll be ready. That's been on our mind last year when we lost to Massillon. How much of a factor is that in this game for those kids at Hoban?
Oh, it's a huge factor. They've been very careful. I will give them credit. I don't know if it comes down to coaching or just their fact that they've been there before. A couple of weeks ago with the regional final, I kind of tried to get a couple of them to tell me, hey, I want to play Massillon, and they wouldn't say it. Talking to the coaches and talking to the support staff, they wanted Massillon. They didn't want anybody but Massillon this week. They've been thinking about it, like you said, since last year in the regional final. They are still upset about that holding call that led to that fourth down at the end of that game. They still think they could have won that football game, and let's be honest, that was the streak. They had won four straight state championship games.
Yeah.
They thought they could win five. And, I talked to Shane after the regional final and said, hey, listen, you know, you said last year the regional final was a speed bump. You guys lost to Maslin. I know it's not the same because it's Hudson that you're beating, but does it feel good to get over the bump? And he goes, hey, he's like, yeah, it's great to get over the bump, but we only have one thing on our minds, and that's a state championship. We're not worried about regional finals. We're not worried about semifinals. We're looking for that state championship. And then later he told me, you know, after the interview, he said, hey, you know, yeah, we want to play Maslin. You know, we want another shot. You know, we want that third game. So this is the trilogy. This is game three now, third year in a row, second time for the state championship. And I think to a man, every Hoban player wanted this game. Every Hoban fan wanted this game. They have this circled. Believe me, I know a lot of Hoban fans. I have seen nothing but we want Maslin all season long. And that's, they're happy to get it. I even tweeted out, I think you probably retweeted it on last week, that we get the rematch that we all wanted. And that's not just players and coaches and fans. That's media. That's everybody around. We all wanted to see Hoban Maslin. You guys wanted to see it. I want to see it. Everybody I cover the games with wanted to see it. So that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, kudos to the OHSAA for not letting them play in the regionals this year. They set it up with the brackets and the crazy pandemic year that this game wasn't going to be played unless it was played for the state title game.
I've got more kudos. Kudos to the Ohio High School Athletic Association for not canceling or postponing it either.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I was messaging with a couple of people as Governor DeWine was talking today, and one of them messaged me and said, I know the OHSAA made the announcement this morning, but, man, I'm still on pins and needles that DeWine's going to cancel football during this press conference.
You have to be.
And honestly, until we kick off tomorrow,
true,
nobody is going to feel 100% sure that this game is actually going to happen.
And I agree with you. Let's keep our fingers crossed, though, that we do get it in. Hey, Ryan, great stuff. Appreciate the time and the insight. Hopefully we'll see you at the stadium tomorrow. Keep up the good work for Cleveland.com. All right, bud?
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Ryan Isley, follow him on Twitter, at Isley23, covers high school football throughout Northeast Ohio for Cleveland.com. His thoughts on the big matchup tomorrow night between Hoban and Maslin.